Welcome to the Lend Me Your Ears podcast, where we explore practical solutions to your sales problems. Today, we bring you an exciting article titled, How to Handle Objections in Sales. Originally published on lendmeyourears.co.ke.
Handling objections is an indispensable skill for successful selling. Some may see objections as rejection, but others view it as an opportunity to convert a no into a yes. An objection is essentially a statement made by a prospective buyer that raises doubts about your product or service, seeks more information, or acts as a delaying tactic. Often, objections are simply a reaction to change, as making a purchase represents a significant change in one's routine. Unfortunately, many salespeople hit a brick wall when objections arise, and as a result, they lose the sale. But don't worry, I'll help you out by sharing successful objection management strategies and instances of sales objections. First and foremost, when an objection comes your way, put things into perspective. Remember, one man's meat is another man's poison. Focus on what's excellent about your product or service, not what might be perceived as wrong with it. Understand that there are no perfect products, there are only perfect prospects. Let's take an example. If you're selling a hotel, and the prospect comes with an objection saying, your hotel is old, an appropriate response could be, old is gold. And a golden experience is what you will get with this package. Here, let me show you how. This initial statement, old is gold, is an acknowledgement, not an agreement with the prospect's objection. It's crucial because it makes the prospect feel heard and respected, allowing you to shift gears gracefully. Acknowledgement builds bridges. In contrast, a less experienced salesperson might see things solely from the prospect's objection perspective and start lamenting the age of the hotel as the reason for not closing the sale. The reality is objections come with the territory in sales. Moving on, it's essential to align with strategic choices. Sometimes, product features are by design, and leadership has valid reasons for not changing them but may have effective workarounds. For instance, if a prospect presents an objection saying, your rooms don't have air conditioning, an inappropriate response would be, yes, but. Avoid the word but. The word but irritates. It negates. This can escalate the objection and create friction. A more effective response would be something like this, health is wealth. You'll notice we also have vast open and green spaces to maintain a natural environment and ensure free circulation of air. However, if you prefer a cooler room, we can arrange for a fan or air cooler. Would you like me to make a note of that in your booking? Notice the shift in perspective and the offer of a solution. This approach keeps the conversation positive and solution-focused, aligning with strategic choices made by the business. Lastly, when an objection has been handled effectively, don't hesitate to move on to the closing phase. Attempt to close the sale immediately. This is critical because it prevents further unnecessary objections from surfacing and can help shorten the sales cycle. In the hospitality industry, where service is paramount, using permission selling techniques, such as asking, "Would you like me to?" can be particularly effective in closing. Even when dealing with what seems like the most challenging objections, remember that putting things into perspective and making an attempt to close is a practical method of handling customer objections. So, my fellow sales warriors, the next time you face objections, embrace them as opportunities, put things into perspective, offer solutions, and move swiftly to close the sale. With these objection handling techniques in your toolkit, you'll be well on your way to becoming a sales icon.
Thank you for joining us in the thrilling Lend Me Your Ears podcast, and don't forget to subscribe for more hair-raising insights and practical solutions to your sales problems.